Welcome back to America Weekend with Ed Kalenge. Time now for this week's entertainment report with Christina Stoffo. May the report be with you.
Well, Ed, I'm kind of embarrassed, or you know what? Maybe I'm not so embarrassed to admit that years ago, I did indeed stand outside of a toy store waiting for the release of a new wave of Star Wars figures to be up for sale at midnight that night. Now, picture this. It was a mad rush into the store when the doors opened. I just started throwing figures into my cart and went through them once I thought I had everything. And I imagine, Ed, that it's going to be the same scene at midnight on September 4th when the release of the new Star Wars, The Force Awakens, line of action figures and other merchandise happens. StarWars.com is calling it Force Friday, with stores around the world opening at midnight for this special event. And Game of Thrones fans, I found a very cool clip of Peter Dinklage singing a song written by Coldplay about the show. Now, the lyrics talk about all the characters that have come and gone. The promo video is for something called Red Nose Day. It's a campaign dedicated to raising money for kids and young people living in poverty just by having fun and making people laugh. Dinklage sang the song in character as Tyrion Lannister, and it's worth a watch if you're a fan of the show. Beyonce and Nicki Minaj have just released a new music video called, get this, Feeling Myself.
What was that?
Feeling Myself.
Okay, then.
Now, in the video ad, Beyonce is seen sitting in a hot tub pouring out a bottle of sparkling wine. How much do you think this bottle of wine costs?
$9.29.
Anywhere from $300 to hundreds of thousands of dollars. Must be nice to be Queen Bee. One person on Twitter said, and I quote, Beyonce pouring my college tuition fees into a hot tub. Oh, Beyonce, you're so modest. And President Obama hasn't been on Twitter long, but he already has 2 million followers. Ed, can you imagine how many personalized mugs I could sell if I had 2 million followers?
I'm Ed Kalenge. You know me as a nationally syndicated radio host, but I also love mugs. Personalized mugs. That's why whenever I'm in the market for good quality personalized mugs, I go to Etsy.com and I visit the lovely craft room. She's Christina Stoffo, and she approved this message.
Anyway, apparently he's taking baby steps into the Twitter universe and is only following about 70 people, and he picked the handle at POTUS. With this week's entertainment update, I'm Christina Stoffo. Ed, back to you.
So POTUS is on Twitter. Wait a minute. Wait, think of that whole entertainment report and think of the possibilities. Barack Obama is on Twitter. He decides, as so many others have, to follow Christina Stoffo. He goes to the lovely craft room. He buys himself a personalized mug. What can happen? All of a sudden, Christina will be making personalized mugs for heads of state all over the world. And what will happen then? You'll have Adam Walsky doing the entertainment report from now on. Let's hope that doesn't happen. Anyway, Christina will be back next week. Every once in a while, as we're trying to figure out which stories we're going to use each week here on the program, we come across one that is just ridiculous. They mean well, but it's still ridiculous. It's a story that would treat all of us as if we are a bunch of, I don't know, a bunch of morons that don't know anything, that we're lucky we know how to tie our shoes. Well, products every smart traveler needs to buy. And thank goodness for this story, because we wouldn't know what to take with us when we left home even for 10 minutes. Traveling can be an exhilarating adventure filled with experiences and encounters you'll remember for years. Of course, traveling can also be a stressful event as you attempt to navigate through traffic jams, make it to the airport on time, or pack everything you need for your vacation or business trip. The latter task becoming all the more difficult when considering the space constraints of your luggage. In recent years, however, advancements in design and technology have made packing easier than ever, offering simple and compact solutions to all your travel needs. Purchase any of these products to ensure that you're organized, confident, and prepared to face anything on your next trip. Okay, so what are these things we must have that no one knows we need to have? The first one, a portable iron. It's hard to keep yourself looking sharp after a few long days on the road, and that's where a conveniently packable iron enters the picture. The Steamfast Home and Away Steam Iron is a great middle market pick, costing $25. $25? I can walk into my local discount department store and pick up an iron that's functional for about $8. Please. Oh, that's not going to help me. Do you take an iron when you go away? I have to admit, my wife, we don't pack an iron.
She'll say, we're on vacation. We can look messy. Really? Okay. So here we go. And you know, don't most hotels provide an iron? I think anything above the, rates by the hour type of place. I think any decent hotel chain or even any decently independently owned hotel will provide in the closet there. We have the laundry bag hanging. If you look at the top, there's usually an extra pillow and there's an iron and there's an ironing board. So why do you need to pack one? The next one, the universal AC travel adapter. Dun, dun, dun. Every traveler needs a tool that will keep their favorite electronic devices powered up no matter where their travels take them. The one they mentioned here is the Samsonite Travel AC Adapter. You know what? That is a pretty good idea. If you go overseas, a lot of people, and I've heard this, that travel overseas for the first time don't realize that, you know what? You need an adapter to make certain plugs work in certain places over in Europe. The holes, they don't match up. So that is actually a pretty good one. How about a portable phone charger? Don't we always carry our portable phone chargers? Let's see, this is a portable phone charger that will save you the stress of searching high and low for an outlet in which to plug your dying device. If you've got multiple devices that need simultaneous charging, look no further than the Anker Astro 3, rated the top portable charger by Consumer Search. So there you go, a portable phone charger. They sell these power packs, kind of like what they mentioned here. There's one that's being marketed, and I forgot where I saw the commercial for it. But this thing can give you power for your phone. It can also jumpstart your car. So this thing must be pretty powerful. The next one, and these are products every smart traveler needs to buy, a multi-tool kit. Really? You'll never know when you'll be hit with one of life's little inconveniences, but miniature kits like the Victorinox Swiss card available at Sears equip you with everything you need to resolve them. This device incorporates an LED mini light, magnifying glass, a letter opener slash blade, tweezers, screwdrivers, pen, ruler, and more into this credit card-sized frame. Can you get through security with this thing? Let's see. The blade might be a problem. How about the screwdriver being a problem? Maybe even the pen could be a problem. So if you're going to be traveling on an airline with this thing, right here you might be violating 6 or 7 TSA rules by trying to get onto a plane with this thing. Maybe that's good if you're just, I don't know, driving to Howe Caverns for the summer or something like that. The next one is the good old accessory organizer. It's tough to keep track of all your belongings on the road, but retailers are making this easier than ever with products such as the Nomad Portable Organizer Case. This case protects and neatly arranges carry-on tech devices and other small accessories. Best Buy customers gave the case a 4.6-star rating, citing its classic look and overall usefulness. Okay, well, don't most cars already come with a variety of different little compartments and thingamabobbers in which you can place things? I know that in our van, we have a cargo net in the front between the two seats. In the back, I think we have 2 or 3 compartments that you can open up and put almost anything. And I actually owned this van for about 4 years before I realized there was this extra compartment in the back cargo spot there to the left along just behind the rear seat. So there's all kinds of places. So maybe you don't really need anything else. And the other one is a travel pillow. Nothing's worse than a long train, plane, or car ride when you're not equipped to deal with uncomfortable seats. Brookstone's Foam FOM Fun Pillows are colorful, compact, and comfortable, offering neck and back support for all those times of need. Brookstone reviewers gave the squeezable pillows rave reviews and a 4.7-star rating. If you need a pillow, can't you just go into the old discount department store once again and kind of lay out $7 for a pillow? I don't know. Sometimes when you have a pillow in the car, sometimes things happen. Kids put gum on it, soda spills on it, coffee spills on it. You can have all kinds of accidents with a pillow. So maybe you want something that you're not going to feel so upset about if it gets ruined. Do you remember also, do they even make these things anymore? For a while, they had those bead back supports for the driver's seat. You know what I mean? They had this thing. It was like all these beads strung together, and it would provide like all kinds of alignment and support and almost like a massaging feel for your back as you would be driving on these long trips. I don't know if that might be of help. It's not going to help you organize anything. But when you're a smart traveler, you know what we do? Hey, one of the biggest things you can do when you go away is try to save money. If we're going someplace pretty far for the day, we will pack our first lunch for the day. Why spend an extra, it's three people for us, me, my wife, and my son. So if we're going to walk into any kind of restaurant, you know we're going anywhere between $35 and $55 just for a decent meal. So what we do is we'll get out the ice chest, and we will pack a picnic lunch. I know we're not going to be home for a couple of days if we're driving on vacation, but it's a good way to save some money. Traveling can also be a big pain if you're not properly prepared for what could happen on the road. Happy boatering. And just be prepared, like the Boy Scouts say, see? Later on this hour, what's your favorite web browser? Really? Well, which web browser you choose says a lot about you, and you're about to learn what it is. I'm Ed Kalegi, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America
Weekend! Order in the court!
Can a murderer inherit his victim's assets? This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Brandon Palladino is serving 20 years for killing his mother-in-law. Brandon's wife was the sole inheritor of her mother's assets. Unfortunately, his wife passed away, so Brandon stands to gain $500,000. Since there's a federal law that a person can't benefit from their own criminal conduct, will Brandon really become rich from killing his mother-in-law? The Final Verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Since the money was legally inherited by his wife, Brandon will indeed have $500,000 waiting for him upon his release at age 45. And that's the final verdict.
Think Green. Harris with you.
In a recent New York Times editorial, the paper claimed free-range pigs, or pigs allowed to eat and grow naturally, are not as good as corporate factory-farmed ones. Well, this research in the Times report was funded by the National Pork Board. No coincidence, by the way, that this spring's first Mexican swine flu cases came from a Smithfield factory farm where diseased pigs in tight pens are kept in filthy, stressful environments. Turns out hogs produce three times more excrement than human beings do. An estimated 500,000 pigs at a subsidiary of pork giant Smithfield generates more fecal matter each year than the 1.5 million inhabitants of Manhattan. Estimates now put Smithfield's total waste discharge at 26 million tons a year. For the New York Times to push that over family farms with normal pig farming is a reminder for us always to question what we read.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.